freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever it is that is on your mind, you take control, you bring it up. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got ladies of all sorts of ages, shapes, sizes, colors. All of them listen to the radio show. And you can become one of them if you're a female. That's the only qualification. Well, the other qualification, you have to have a picture. Send us your picture, we put you on the shrine. It's proof that women actually listen to Free Talk Live. Now, most women don't listen to most talk radio, but we're glad that we have our female listeners out there, and they get preference when they call, and of course, they've got a whole web page devoted to them as well. So, log on again at freetalklive.com. I was going to tell you about the Free State Project. I'll have to do it off the top of my head here, because I lost the card. The Free State Project is a sponsor of Free Talk Live, and a very proud sponsor indeed. It's an organization devoted, so I'll give them a bonus. It's an organization devoted to moving 20,000 individuals, liberty-loving individuals, all to one state, and that state is New Hampshire. Manwich, you're a member?
I am a member.
I'm a member myself. Every co-host on this show is a member, as a matter of fact. There are 6,300, actually more than 6,300 people who are already signed, pledged members of the Free State Project. And they're all, we're waiting until we get to 20,000. Once 20,000 is reached, then the move will be triggered, so to speak. And those 20,000 then have 5 years in which to move to New Hampshire. And once they get there, you're signed not just to move, but you're signed to be an activist once you get there. And that means you're going to work to make a difference. You're going to work to make New Hampshire the freest state in the United States. And then, of course, that will attract even more people who want to be free to the state, because freedom works. Socialism fails, but freedom, the free market, and the principles surrounding that actually work. So if you're interested in something like that, you should log on to their website at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org, and we'll bring you their phone number here in a little bit. So that's, again, the Free State Project. Check it out, freestateproject.org. Show's about you. This show.
Me?
Free Talk Live.
It's shows about me?
Yeah, and about what you want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about George Bush's inauguration day.
You do? Well, unfortunately, you can't control the show, Manwich, because the callers can, and they can bring up whatever they want to. I thought we'd had enough on this immigration topic, but apparently Larry in Washington's got something he wants to add in here. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen.
Hey. Hey, Larry.
Are you familiar with the new trade agreement that's coming forth called the Free Trade Areas of America?
Yes, and I'm also familiar with the John Birch Society.
No, no, well, I'm not worried about the Birch Society.
Okay.
You remember what the European Common Market started out as?
Yes, I know what the European Common Market started out and turned into the European Union.
Remember, it started out as a economical bloc.
Right.
And then it became a political.
Well, I can see how, yes, I can see how that would happen. Sure. Your economics and politics would combine.
Free Trade Area of America with a capital down in Atlanta or Miami, and then forming a North America Alliance or American Alliance.
Where are we going with this?
Well, he's saying that basically we're going to get rid of the borders in the for trade in the America, free trade in the Americas. So everybody in the Western Hemisphere will trade freely.
That's not true. It's just another restriction. The Free Trade in America's Act, or whatever it's called, is more restrictions on trade.
What kind of restrictions?
Every time, I don't know, probably thousands of pages worth of restrictions. I mean, if the government wanted to have free trade, they should abolish all trade regulations and restrictions, not pass more laws.
It will benefit the multinational corporations.
Yeah, I don't support any government trade legislation. I support free trade.
We'll never have. How could we possibly have free trade in the world when you got some guy Sheng Lung Wong over Ding Dong Factory in China,
right,
being said, "Hey, look it, you're going to do this job, or those body parts that are being sold on the black market are going to contain your body parts."
Well, it's just another reason to
that's
legalize.
That's the problem of the people in that country,
yeah,
not ours.
Yeah, so what? Who cares?
Oh, then we're just concerned about, believe me, I'm with you guys, concerned about the Continental 48 and Alaska and Hawaii, right?
Yeah, that's what my considerations
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely, those are my primary considerations.
Are we talking about, then, fulfilling the obligations of the contract called the Constitution of both foreign and domestic enemies?
I you dropped off just for a second there.
Foreign and domestic.
Yes.
Okay. Do you classify that invasion coming over our southern border as a economic invasion?
What are you talking about? What invasion?
Immigrants.
Immigrants.
I call it people who want to be free.
Wait a minute. The obligation of America is to protect the we the people, not every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming out of every foreign country.
No, the obligation of America...
Didn't you just tell me that it was for the benefit of we the people? It's
right.
Not for them.
I believe that those people coming across are beneficial to me.
The Constitution says what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights say what the government cannot do, and a few things that it can do, and it specifically lists how they're supposed to do them. The government can't do XYZ, XYZ, and all these other
different
things.
I agree.
The government is here to protect the life, liberty, and property, and that's about it.
We the people. Of we the people.
And anybody can be part of the people of the United States. That's part of being a free nation.
I don't know about your people, but my people weren't part of those people when those words were written. Not all of them, at least.
Yeah, were you here, were your ancestors here prior to the Constitution's writing?
Are you blue blood?
Now, if you people want to get smart...
That's the question. Go right ahead.
Tell me, wait a minute before... Tell me where the great copper mines... in Michigan State came from.
The Great Compromise in Michigan
copper
State?
Copper mines.
Copper mines.
Oh, copper mines.
Yes. Now tell me, were those oared and canoed over to the old world 3,000 years ago by Indians?
No.
Okay, then we do go a little farther back in the history than the Native Americans. I mean, I've heard this argument. What? Were you born here? Were your relatives here? Well, we can take the Kennewick man down here that predates any Asiatic Mongolian tribe who's a Caucasianoid skeleton and have this argument for thousands and thousands
of
years.
I'm totally lost. What is
he saying? That white people have been coming over here for a lot longer than Christopher Columbus is what he's saying.
A lot longer. A lot longer.
You know, and I certainly have to agree. But I'm just saying that my ancestors, personally, were serfs and servants of European masters.
Set up as a Western civilization. The culture of a Western civilization, right?
What is the culture of America? What does that mean?
Individualism.
Yeah, I agree with that. Where you can have whatever damn culture you want to.
And
you can have whatever sort of beliefs you want to.
We have to have a civilization. We cannot be an anarchy.
The only thing that gives us civilization is the lack of big government, is freedom.
Our culture binds us.
Our culture?
No.
I hear you people talking about culture all the time, Larry, and the culture that we have in this country, Larry, the culture, Larry. If you're going to talk over me, I'll put you on hold. Larry, the culture we have in this country today is a result of all of the different people coming here, mixing together, and the combination of various different cultures worldwide. Some people still have their different sects that they live in and the different things that they follow, and they're free to do that in this nation. You're free to have whatever damn culture you please. I don't like people saying that there's one culture here. Larry, thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9222. 231-800-259-9231. Unless you want to talk about immigration, we'll talk about old Bushy Boy and his inaugural event today and what he had to say. You won't believe it. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything, personal, political, whatever it happens to be that's on your mind. We've been exclusively political tonight. Although people tend to take some issues pretty personally. I've been talking about immigration quite a bit. We've pretty much, I think, pounded out virtually every single angle that could be. But if we miss something, feel free to chime in. And again, 800-259-9231, or change the topic if you'd like. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And I also promised to give you the telephone number for the Free State Project. I have dredged it up. 1-888-532-4604. That is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. If you want liberty in your lifetime, you need to check out. You deserve to check out the Free State Project. And also, again, log on at freestateproject.org. But don't forget, you can also log on at our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there. The show's on the air. You're on the outside of a radio station signal. Too much static. You just can't take it, but you really want to listen? Log on at freetalklive.com. It's there for you. Free. On the house. And also, of course, we've got archives and much, much more there on the website. But the live stream, high quality as well. I mean, we've got 8 different streams on our website. Well, we link to 8 different streams, and some of them are of varying quality. So those of you with modems, you can still listen. You know, the old school modem, the dial-up style modem,
right.
You can still tune in. There are lower quality streams, but the freetalklive.com mainstream, that's for broadband people. So check that out at freetalklive.com. Again, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We go to your calls as they come through. That is what the show is all about. Now, today, earlier, I guess it was, what, around noontime, Manwich?
Yes, at noon is when the inauguration occurred.
Of course, President Bush, as some might say, General Bush, Emperor Bush, he was inaugurated. And, of course, they made a whole big deal about it. We talked about all the different security and everything that that was surrounding it. But more interesting than the security situation was what he actually said. And I think we should. I think it deserves a bit of dissection.
Okay.
This isn't going to be like what you normally hear on talk radio, that's for sure. If you get a comment, 800-259-9231. This is an AP report on his speech.
Okay.
President Bush sought in his second inaugural speech to define his new term as a fight for freedom in every nation. I'm sorry, does he have jurisdiction over every nation of the world?
No, I think he's the executive, the head of the executive branch in America.
I must have missed it when they amended the Constitution to allow French people to vote for our president, or to allow our president to have dominion over China or over the United Kingdom.
Generalissimo.
At home, and apparently the, in his quotes, the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world. That's one of the things he said during his speech today. So, no longer is there a war on terror, apparently. That sounds like he's announced a war on tyranny.
Yes.
Now, if we get any sort of results from our wars, they're always, usually, most of the time, the opposite of what we intended. The war on drugs has brought us more drug use.
Yes, it's true.
And more drugs. And more widespread drugs, etc. And more powerful drugs. The war on poverty has just resulted in,
I wouldn't call it more poverty,
dramatic increases in poverty. The government programs that are designed to eliminate poverty do nothing but propagate it.
I think that they trap people in poverty.
They also attract people to poverty.
Yes.
Because people who are poor already find it a good thing to go ahead and get on welfare because they make more money that way than at a low-end, first rung of the ladder kind of job. So, at home, apparently old Georgie boy urged a divided nation to find the unity it had felt after the September 11th attacks. Looking ahead to history's judgment, Bush asked two questions in his speech Thursday from the Capitol steps. Quote, did our generation advance the cause of freedom? And did our character bring credit to that cause? What do you think, Manwich? Did our generation advance the cause of freedom?
Well, we're not as high on the economic freedom chart as we were.
Not according to the Heritage Foundation.
No, and I consider their word.
We have dropped out of the top 10.
So, maybe not.
I would say definitely not. Freedom has been on the retraction in this country. We are heading very quickly down the road towards totalitarian state, mm-hmm. whether it's going to end up being a fascist state, a socialist state, or a communist state, you pick.
And the very fact that a government official wants to have a, quote, war on terror, a war against tyranny, that whole thing, that means that I am enslaved because I have to pay taxes and I have to pay for it. It doesn't sound like he's being successful in having a war on tyranny. He may be able to shape the world in his benevolent image that he'd like to see it in, but he's in fact enslaving me to do it.
And this question, did our character bring credit to that cause? To suggest that the United States has a character, a kind of collective character, well, sounds collective. Sounds like communists.
Yeah.
Communism to me. I think the United States is made up of about 290 million individuals, and each one of those individuals has different character and different pluses and different minuses. How dare he lump everyone together like that? How dare he? Bush, the 43rd president and the 16th to be elected to a second term, spoke briefly about his new term's domestic goals, including overhauling Social Security. Boy, they just love overhauling that every 4 years, don't they? They're going to save Social Security.
Now, that's what they did the last time, was save it. Now they're going to overhaul it.
Now it's still a socialist program. It still reeks of communism, and it's still going to crash eventually. It doesn't matter how much you raise the age of receiving benefits. It doesn't matter how much extra taxes you take from people. And it doesn't matter if you play with a little semi-privatization of it. It's going to still suck. His 21-minute address to the nation and the world focused on freedom, a word that he uttered 27 times. Well, apparently the game is this. Man, which if you say something enough, it must be true, right?
That's what people think.
Apparently if old George,
it's true.
If old George Bush says the word freedom enough, that means we're a free country because we care about freedom. At least that's what George says.
Well, that's how PR works.
Quote, the 58-year-old president said this. There is only one force of history that can break the reign of hatred and resentment and expose the pretensions of tyrants and reward the hopes of the decent and tolerant, and that is the force of human freedom. I sort of agree with that statement. I don't necessarily think that freedom is a force, though. I don't know if I would ever put those two words together so closely in a sentence. I think freedom can have an effect. I think it can have the effect of...
How about the power of freedom?
Okay, power would work, yeah. I think that that freedom can have the power to expose the pretensions of tyrants like George Bush and everybody else in Washington, D.C. All the Republicans and Democrats, with the exception of perhaps Ron Paul. Got to make exceptions for him because he actually is principled. The 58-year-old president said, his father, former President H.W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, looked on. More work is needed, the president said, to both protect America from future attacks. That translates to, we need to clamp down on your liberties.
Yeah, that's what they've done so far.
More work is needed to protect America from future attacks and to advance its ideals in other parts of the world. If you want to advance the ideals of freedom, you know, in the rest of the world, the only way to do it successfully is to become an example. That's what America used to be. And that's what we could be again someday if we ever really got back to freedom. If we ever really got back to liberty, that's why so many people want to come here, because we are more free than a lot of the nations in the world. A lot of the countries around the world, when we were free, some of them started to adopt some of our policies. They saw, hey, you know what? That works over there, what those American folk are doing. They've got freedom. Maybe we should try that out over here. You can't go in with guns and give people freedom.
Doesn't work.
It will give you the opposite of your intentions.
Unfortunately.
Force always does that. Force results in people working against that force, counterforce.
Sure.
Violence begets violence, etc. We're going to dissect more of his speech, give you some more quotes from this nutcase. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light, just with another Car Clinic Minute. Let's see. Dream budget for the new year. Vacation, $5,000. New house, $200,000. Used car, $35 million. Wow. Wake up and smell the coffee. Cause when I race back, I'll tell you which previously driven car is so expensive. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Got a few extra bucks to buy a new car for the new year? Well, you'll need 35 million of them to buy a used Formula One racer. Formula Ones are so expensive because 100 engineers collaborate and build a new race car for team drivers every year from scratch. Not one piece is reused, as each car's design is tweaked for aerodynamics and speed increases. These high-tech vehicles, which weigh a mere 1,200 pounds and go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 5 seconds, run only 17 races before being put on the auction block. Any takers for a slightly used $35 million car? I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, anything goes, and that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can also log on and subscribe to our updates section at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new Shriner on the website, which there will be one tonight.
That in and of itself is worth signing up in.
Exactly. You get notified first if there's a brand new affiliate we want to announce. If there's anything new, any news in regards to the show, we will let you know via the updates first. So log on, sign up. It's absolutely free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. We're going through the inaugural speech by George W. Bush, some highlights from that speech, or I guess as some may interpret it, lowlights, because this guy is planning to literally force his way upon the entire world. That's what he is talking about. Mm. What a megalomaniacal son of a bitch. We'll take your calls, 800-259-9231, like Ian in New York, the caller, Ian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're talking about George Bush. I just want to mention, like, people out there that think that Kerry would have been any better. You still there?
Yep. We're here. Someone picked up your line.
Oh, okay. If he would have been any better, and I just think they're both puppets, and kind of the same thing how George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton are teaming up. They're just, you know, New World Order puppets. And
well, I don't know about that whole New World Order thing. I think it's a little bit paranoid. I think the real case is, I mean, the thing you can't deny, you can argue about the New World Order till you're blue in the face. You can provide all kinds of evidence about skull and bones and blah, blah, blah. The fact is, incontrovertible, you can't deny, government's getting bigger. John Kerry wants to make government bigger. George Bush wants to make government bigger. And nobody in Washington, with the exception of maybe Ron Paul, wants to make government smaller. So the bigger government gets, the more tyrannical and despotic and terrible it gets. That's what's really going on. You don't need any real proof to show that happening. I mean, and if you do, there's plenty of hard numbers. You don't have to rely on rumors about mystical ceremonies and underworld linkings and things like that. I mean, the fact is, government is out of control. We need to get it back down to size. Would you agree with that, Ian?
I can agree with that. But my point is, Kerry would have been the same.
Yeah, Kerry wanted to
do the same thing. So.
Kerry wanted to increase the troop count in Iraq. He's just as much of a warmongering scumbag.
Yeah, and well, with the, you know, when someone hears the word New World Order, they get the picture in their head. But you know, one thing is with the Federal Reserve, we know the banks that own them and how they benefit from wars and how they benefit from.
Well, the government, I mean, the classic saying, and I don't remember who it was that that originally said it, the classic saying is, war is the health. Oh, Randolph Byrne? War is the health of the state?
I can't tell you who said it either, but yes, it is
the health
of the state.
It's absolutely true. When there is wartime, the state's just, woohoo, party time, let's get bigger. Let's have more programs. Let's have more spending and more taxing. That's what war does.
Restrict freedom.
Yeah, let's destroy liberties. That is a result of war.
No.
Ian, any...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you have any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Now, the group that you guys are involved with that want to move to New Hampshire...
The Free State Project.
Yes, that's it. What's your guys' stance on firearms?
Well, let me make it clear. The Free State Project doesn't have stances on anything. The Free State Project is simply an organization designed to move people to New Hampshire. It has one simple thing that you sign when you join the movement, and it basically says that you believe the maximum role of government is for the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of and property. Man, which you can pull, I'm sure you can pull it up at freestateproject.org, the actual statement that you sign. But it basically says you believe in minimal government. So most of the people, I think I'm safe in saying this, most of the people in the Free State Project, the members, would probably agree that gun rights are incontrovertible. The Second Amendment is a wonderful thing.
Okay.
And let's not forget that New Hampshire has some of the most lenient gun laws in the United States.
That's true.
They have the open carry.
Open carry.
People walk around with guns on their hips in New Hampshire. I bet they don't have a lot of armed robbery there, huh?
And I agree with what you guys were saying earlier, how the totalitarian, how we're fast changing that. With totalitarian government, whether it's fascist or whatever you want to, you're saying.
They're almost interchangeable.
I agree with that. And my point, Colin, is the same. It's no different with Kerry.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Well, we don't have to worry about him anymore, but it's no different with any Democrat that runs, and it's no different with any Republican that runs. It's just more of the same old game, taking away our freedoms, taxing us to death, and mooching off of us, basically.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ian. We appreciate your input. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
The Free State Project's statement of intent when you sign up is simply this. It's only four lines long. Don't you love contracts that are, well, I guess not a contract. Don't you love oaths that are nice and short so that you can understand them? I hereby state my solemn intent to move to the state of New Hampshire. Once there, I will exert my fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
Now, I signed that. You signed that. Every co-host of this show signed that. We're all going. We're all part of the Free State Project. But I have leveled one critique against that statement of intent.
Okay.
Actually, I'm totally for that particular statement of intent, but I think they should have added a second one.
What was that?
Because the one thing that the Free State Project is really stumbling on right now, and it's part of the reason why they're our prime sponsor, is recruiting.
Okay.
We're here to get more people into the Free State Project. That's why they're paying us to do this. I mean, we give them a little plugs now and then anyway, just out of the kindness of our hearts, because we're members. But the fact that we're getting paid for it just means we do it more often.
Sure.
They need to be recruiting heavier. So everybody out there, if you're listening, you're a member of the Free State Project, you need to find somebody else to become a member of the Free State Project. I mean, if...
Well, I got a recruitment email from them today.
Yes, I got that as well.
They sent an email giving everyone the opportunity to sign up to commit to being a golden porcupine by such and such date.
And that's what they should have done with the statement of intent. They should have had the statement of intent to move and then an optional statement of intent that says, I commit to finding at least three other Free State Project members.
Yep.
I mean, there's no way they can hold you
like
to
Rick
it.
Like shampoo. But they'll tell two friends and so on and so on.
Exactly. It's just the idea of getting it into the sign-up's head of, I really should find somebody else to come with me. I mean, I personally, right now, I've signed so many people up for the Free State Project.
You're like
I
a platinum porcupine.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, it's hard for me to think of friends of mine, good friends of mine that I've known for a long time, who aren't members of the Free State Project. I mean, my real close friends who I'm ideologically compatible with are all going to New Hampshire. And if you believe in freedom, then you really should check it out.
You think you're ideologically compatible with me?
We're close, man. We're close. 1-800-259. We certainly disagree on enough, though. 1-800-259 to make a good talk show. 1-800-259-9231. But if you disagree with us, dial in. We love taking calls from people that are on the other sides of issues. We're not afraid of anything on this show, unlike
you
those other shows.
You disagree with us, pound salt in your butt.
That sounds like something a regular talk show host would say. Let's go pound salt, and then they hang up the phone. Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get back into...
We'll just take calls from people we agree with. And if anybody gets through that doesn't agree with us, we'll hang up on them and insult them.
And insult them.
That'd be great.
That's the formula for typical talk radio. We do everything here atypically. We've got an ad.
You're a racist xenophobe. Click.
We've got an advertisement going into the biggest talk publication in the industry, Talkers Magazine,
yes,
next
we
week,
do.
Which we're very proud of.
We are big time, baby. We're in Talkers Magazine.
And unlike every other radio show in Talkers that's advertising and trying to get more affiliates, they always have pictures of the host. We've got pictures of our icon, the Screaming Man.
Yeah.
And you can see
the
him.
The caller.
Yeah, the caller, exactly.
He is the caller. We put a picture of the caller
on
our
ad. That's his name, the caller. That's it. That's what we've been looking for. We're looking for a name for him. He's the caller. It's Free Talk Live. We're going to be back with more of this insanity from Presidente Bush.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's so mean to come back from break laughing. You realize that, man? It's so mean.
Yeah. Well, tough.
This is your show, and you can take
control.
We
have a great time even during the breaks.
We do, and you know what? It's a wonderful show. Anything goes, political, personal, anything that's on your mind.
I love my job. It's not like working, you know?
You're right. We have fun. It's also not like working because we don't get any
payment. Yeah, so it's also like not working because we don't get paid much.
But all in due time, Manwich. We're putting it out there, and it's going to come back.
All the money that we get for Free Talk Live goes into the advertising and promotion.
We did make something.
Absolutely.
But we're spending it on advertisement.
Right.
For the show, so we can make more in the future. It's all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We got it going on here.
We've been doing this for few years never making any real money.
Yeah, I'm actually in the negative right now.
Are we 2 or 3 years?
2 years. Over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Yeah, started in November of 2002, the magic.
Doesn't seem like that. It seems like longer than that.
That's when the magic was started in the Tampa Bay area, but we're not going to get into the history of Free Talk Live because it's nowhere near as important as what this idiot said today, this tyrannical scumbag who's leading, quote, leading this country. George Bush sworn in today. By the way, log on if you missed a part of the show tonight. We've been on for almost 3 hours. It's a three-hour-long show, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can grab up the archives. I usually have them online by no later than 1 o'clock Eastern time. And so grab them up on the house. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described, again, online at freetalklive.com. I tell you what, we're going to put it on hold because this is a show about your calls. And
great.
You can literally change the topic. Anything goes. Let's go to Jim in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Jim. You're on with Ian and Manwich. What's up?
Oh, well, I've been listening to you for the last couple of weeks since I found your network.
Excellent.
My backyard satellite dish.
Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got a backyard satellite dish? You live out in the desert of Arizona?
No, I live up in the mountains in New Mexico here.
You got an AK-47 and some solid gold Kirkorans buried in the backyard?
I'm not saying.
Go ahead.
But you know, I'm here because of the wildlands around me. You know, the wildlife, the clean air, the clean water, and just the beauty of nature.
Well, that's what I love about this country is you can design any life you want for yourself.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you got others around you that are clear cutting and bulldozing and blasting and putting up all sorts of destruction, I mean, that affects me and my quality of life.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's their land, right?
I'm sorry?
I guess it's their land, right?
Well,
actually, it may not be. Most clear cutting occurs on government leased property.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and this administration is pushing headlong into privatizing all this public land, I guess you could say, and it's just going to happen that much quicker and that much faster.
Wait, what does that mean, privatizing public land? What does that mean?
Privatizing public land?
Yeah, explain that to me, please.
Well, just corporatization, I guess, is going on. You know, as you were saying, it's the clear-cutting is primarily being done by the large multinational corporations that are getting subsidies and taxpayer benefits go in to these places and clear cut. And a lot of those logs, the vast majority, in fact, are going overseas.
Mm.
Yeah.
According to a Boston Globe article in the late 90s, the majority of pollution, the majority of environmental destruction that goes on in this country is done on government-owned lands. And what the government does is it leases out those lands to, as you were saying, these major corporations. And because the major corporations don't have an interest in that land, because they're renting it, they go ahead and just destroy the hell out of it. Just like a renter of a house. You know, they don't care if they put a sledgehammer through your wall. As long as they know they're not getting their deposit back, they'll go ahead and tear the hell out of your house before they leave it. It's kind of the same way. And that's why we need to have 100% private ownership of all land in this country. That way, it will actually be protected.
Well, I'm not so sure about that either, guys.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a situation in California. There was company, I forget the name, Pacific Lumber, I think it was, that owned several hundred thousand acres of redwood forest land.
Okay.
And they were managing, this was a privately owned company, it was private land, they were managing that timberland for long-term sustainable yields, and they were providing good benefits for their employees, and
okay.
This was just a well-managed company.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah. Well, this company was bought out under what do you call it? It slipped my mind, but it was bought out by a fellow named Horowitz out of Maxim Corporation out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
What do you call it? A buyout of some sort. But he
sounds like a buyout. I don't know. Hostile takeover?
Yeah, hostile takeover. Junk bond.
Okay. Okay.
And he managed to take over this company. So in order to pay off these junk bonds, he immediately, now this was private land, he owned it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to pay off these junk bonds, what he did, he went in, he gutted the benefit package of, the pension package of all the workers,
okay.
Laid off the vast majority of them, went in and began to clear cut this 100 plus 1,000 acres of redwood forest to pay off the junk bonds.
Okay. Okay. Then what?
Well, it's completely opposite of what this responsible private landowner was doing.
Right.
Even though Mr. Horowitz was a private landowner, he still went in and gutted this land.
Okay.
He destroyed these people's jobs, took away their pensions, and everything that they had worked for.
Jim, I'm gonna take your word for it. I mean, I'm going to believe that, yeah, there are some
corporations. All sounds plausible.
Yeah, there's some corporations out there that are not the best in the world, and they probably don't treat their employees right, and they probably don't treat everything that they own correctly. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. I want you to hang on, Jim, because it's an interesting point that you bring up.
Thank you.
And I want to give you a response here in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Jim is a little bit wary about getting the government out of land ownership because he's concerned that some private individuals don't treat their land correctly. He might be right, but I'll tell you one thing. The government never treats it correctly. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. Political, personal, anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. The conversation continues after hours there. I mean, when we're done with the show, people are logging in and out of the BBS all night, all day long, posting all kinds of topics. Thousands of posts, hundreds of users. Log on and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. We're going to get right back to the phones here in the final moments of the program. Let's go back to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, great.
Now, right before we left for that last break, you kind of painted this picture, allegedly a true story about an evil company that that purchased, or as you said, hostily took over another logging company. They clear-cut the land to pay off their junk bonds and probably, what, went out of business after that? Because what the hell else are they going to do? And they got no more trees.
Well, it's been a huge controversy since this happened, because this was a situation the Earth First activists got involved in because they tried to stop the clear-cutting. Because, you know, they saw what was happening. Was totally in favor of the Pacific Lumber and the way that they were managing the forest land. But then when Horowitz took over, Maxim Corporation, and began his liquidation,
now,
you know, that's when the
Let's leave that lay. Okay, sounds like a bad situation. Sounds like a bad company. Okay, there are certainly bad apples in the corporate world, no doubt about it. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that government can take care of things?
Well, government of, by, and for the people can't. Yes.
No, so you believe that government can actually do things correctly?
If it's of, by, and for the people, yes.
Why do you think that government force can actually work if the right people are in charge?
Well, I'm surrounded by a wilderness area, and it's not touched, and it's pristine, it's beautiful, and, you know, it's taking care of itself just fine, and it's a beautiful quality of life that people that live here have.
Well, odds are the forests that you're surrounded by are owned by private owners.
I'm sorry?
I would guess that the forests that you're surrounded by are owned by private owners.
As I said, it's a wilderness area. It's Forest Service land. It's government land.
Forest Service land and government land is frequently leased out to loggers and logging companies that do not respect the land whatsoever. They have no incentive, period, to respect that land. The bureaucrats that run the Bureau of Land Management have no incentive to protect the land that that is underneath their keep, because there's no sort of long-term reward. They're just there to manage the land, which means sit around, eat donuts, and drink coffee, and sign leases for these people that clear-cut it. Just because the land around you hasn't been clear cut doesn't mean that government is a good steward of land.
Well, it's a wilderness area, so I'm saying it's it's off limits to any sort of development that wilderness area.
Well, you could also buy up land on your own and call it a wilderness area and set it off limits as well.
500,000 acres?
You better believe it. The Nature Conservancy, the Audubon Society are both private organizations, charitable organizations that take donations from people. Instead of forcibly taking tax dollars from people, they take donations, and they do buy up thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land, and they preserve it, which is the way land preservation should work. Don't you agree with that, Jim?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sure,
right.
Is.
So if we abolished most of the government and got back to freedom, we'd all have a whole lot more money in our pockets, and those of us who wanted to preserve the lands around us would be able to donate even more money to those organizations. Doesn't that sound nice?
Well, if we all realize that nature is our very life support system, then there would be the incentive to take care of it.
We all really wouldn't have the chance to realize that if we could take care of it on our own without the government being around. Jim, I wish we had more time. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7. If you want to talk about it again, call in again, okay? Because we're out of time, my man. 1-800-259-9231. Thank you. This has been Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of